News bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: 55-year-old man nabbed over alleged defilement of nephew. Polio virus type 2 detected in Lusaka. And in international news, avalanches kill 5 in Austrian Alps, officials say.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Police in Lusaka have formally charged and arrested a 55-year-old man for allegedly sexually abusing his 13-year-old nephew. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said the alleged incident occurred at the suspect's residence in Kabre between December 2025 and January 2026. Mr. Chilavi has stated that the matter was reported to Chawama Police Station on February 7, 2026, around 10 hours, and that the report was filed on behalf of the child by a relative from Chawama compound in Lusaka. He has identified the suspect as Sami Jerry, a Kabre-based police officer, who is currently in police custody awaiting a court appearance for the offense of unnatural offenses contrary to the laws of Zambia. Mr. Chilavi has more details.
The suspect, identified as Sami Jere, a Kabwe-based police officer, is currently in police custody awaiting a court appearance for the offence of unnatural offences, contrary to Section 155 of the Penal Code, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. The Zambia Police Service maintains zero tolerance for gender-based violence and is committed to ensuring that all perpetrators are held accountable under the law. The service upholds the rights, best interests and privacy of the child.
The Ministry of Health has detected poliovirus type 2 from an environmental sample collected in Lusaka District. Addressing the media today, Acting Health Minister Cornelius Mutwa said the virus was detected through routine environmental surveillance conducted in collaboration with local and international health partners. Mr. Mweta has stated that no human cases or symptoms have been reported so far and assured the public that vaccination campaigns will commence as soon as possible to prevent any potential spread of the disease. He has added that the finding was confirmed through laboratory analysis after both environmental and clinical surveillance activities were carried out. Mr. Mutwa has further disclosed that the isolate detected in Lusaka closely matches a strain previously identified in Namibia, which had been linked to Angola, indicating active transmission within the sub-region.
The government, through the Ministry of Health, in collaboration with the Global Polio Eradication Initiative partners, has activated its emergency response mechanism, intensified surveillance and investigation to identify any cases of acute flaccid paralysis and further environmental sampling, enhanced risk communication and community engagement to sensitize the public on the importance of polio vaccination.
Government has reaffirmed its commitment to supporting the Ntwala traditional ceremony as part of its broader mandate to preserve Zambia's rich cultural heritage. Lusaka Province Minister Shiel Muliata said the ceremony offers a unique opportunity for people to witness and appreciate Ngoni traditions. Speaking during the commemoration of the symbolic crossing of the Zambezi River by the Ngoni people at Seira in Rongwa District, Eastern Province, Ms. Muliata said the historic crossing of the river in 1835 forms the foundation of Ngoni identity in the region. She has added that the commemoration provides an opportunity to showcase Zambia's culture and heritage to the world. Meanwhile, Ntwala Ceremony National Chairperson Dumisani Tembo has expressed gratitude to to the government for the support rendered towards the success of the event. Network has officially launched the Give to Gain campaign alongside the Glow Women's Awards 2026, a bold nationwide initiative aimed at honoring and spotlighting women making a difference across the country. The campaign, which runs from the beginning to the end of March, seeks to celebrate women creating meaningful impact in their communities and industries. Glow Network spokesperson Inandi Mudenda said the initiative will help recognize women who are contributing positively to the economy, various industries, and the wider community.
To recognize and amplify women who are building and working towards contributing towards our economy and industry and community. The campaign runs from the 1st of March and throughout March. The campaign we are launching today is Give to Gain campaign.
Meanwhile, Gatsby International Limited Marketing Manager Nila Matongo said the company, as the lead sponsor of the Glow Women's Awards 2026, views the initiative as a reflection of its commitment to empowering women and promoting inclusive development.
For that interruption.
In business news, transport and logistics expert Edson Odika has commended government for efforts to upgrade roads leading to major tourism sites, but has called the expedited completion of the project to improve accessibility. The government is upgrading roads to see tourist destinations to meet its target of attracting 2.5 million international visitors, including a 150 million shuttle, which will make a project in Livingston.